Today's scripture reading is from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 9. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen.
In 1983, after finishing my military service in Korea, I immigrated into the United States when I was 22. One of my older sisters, who had been already living in the Valinda near Hacienda Heights in California as an American citizen since the early 1970s, graciously allowed me to stay at her home until I could find my own place. During my stay at my sister's home, she taught me many practical and useful things for my new life in the USA. That was almost 40 years ago, right? And I still remember the three things she taught me. Of course, there are more, but I can think of at least the three things. Number one, how to open a checking account and write your own personal checks. I never had one in Korea, right? Number two, how to save money by clipping coupons or double coupons at the time. They don't have it anymore, right? For groceries. And number three, always write a thank you note when you receive a gift. It's a must in America, I was told. So since then, I've been sending my thank you notes to everyone for any gift I received. It's a truly wonderful way of expressing your thankfulness, not just for the gift per se, but also for the giver's thoughtfulness, kindness, and caring heart. I still do send my thank you notes to everyone, so If I ever failed, so you expect something, but if I ever failed sending you a thank you note for your gift, please forgive me. There must be some mistakes. Saying thank you is a universal way of expressing your thankfulness. It's a common sense among human beings in a society. It's a basic etiquette in life. It's a natural, essential, and timeless response to the graciousness and kindness you have received. About 2 weeks ago in the newspaper, I found a Dear Abby article interesting. One of the readers wrote, quote, "Dear Abby, I was taught to write handwritten thank you note when I receive a gift. Over the past few years, my gifts have been acknowledged with a brief text, Facebook post, a photo, or not at all. I enjoy giving gifts, but the lack of response I receive from today's younger folks leaves me feeling frustrated and dismissed. Must I adapt my expectations to a new normal in etiquette? Mandarin minister in Tennessee. Abby provided a lengthy response, but here are some of her highlights. Quote, although handwritten thank you notes are golden standard, many folks today opt to take a shortcut by using technology that didn't exist before the quill and inkwell. While text may seem cold or terse, they are better than no acknowledgement at all. Then Abby emphasized that since letter composition is not always taught in the schools, parents are generally expected to teach their children to write using proper etiquette. Otherwise, you need to be self-taught by using a helpful tutorial or handy guidebook. Yes, feeling thankfulness and expressing it might be two different things. So in this sense, I would call this Thanksgiving or giving thanks as an art of life. This art of life of Thanksgiving is crucial, essential, and relevant to all the communications, relationships, and affirmations in our lives. And for many people, this art of Thanksgiving needs to be learned, developed, and practiced constantly. Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 and 13 proclaims, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Yes, here in this verse, rejoicing, praying, and giving thanks all go together as the will of God. Apostle Paul also encourages us in this morning's scripture, Philippians 4:9, do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. This morning on Thanksgiving Sunday, I'd like to share with you my sermon on the blessing of gratitude with my three-point insight. Number one, gratitude strengthens you and sustains you in faith. I don't know about your dogs or cats or other pets, but my family dog named Happy knows how to express his thank you after enjoying his food, having a playtime like fetching a doll, he's really good at it, and taking a walk. He always jumps at us, mostly my wife, and with pleasure and express his way of thank you by his enthusiastic licking, kissing, dancing, running, and all kind of happy emotions and gestures. See, even animals are able to say their thankfulness when they are being loved and cared for. When God created us, the human beings, God was and still is pleased with mainly two things from us, praise and thanksgiving. Yes, these two things are not options, but basic built-in functions. We are created in the image of God with this built-in gratitude in our nature. So when you actually activate your gratitude in full mode, your gratitude will strengthen you and sustain you in your entire life. Martin Luther once proclaimed, quote, gratitude is the basic Christian attitude, is the heart of the gospel. Unquote. Because of your grateful heart to God, your faith can be strengthened and shared with everyone around you. And this is indeed the good news. A long time ago, Roman philosopher and scholar Marcus Cicero once said, quote, gratitude is not only the greatest of the virtues, but the parent of all others, unquote. So true. The psychologist Robert Emmons and Theresa Neisel from the article Giving Gratitude, Spiritual and Religious Correlate of Gratitude from the publication Journal of Psychology and Christianity clearly states this, quote, Christian gratitude is regarded as a virtue that shapes not only emotions and thoughts, but also actions and deeds. Yes, faith is not just a feeling, but an action that follows, always follows you in everyday life as a Christian. Hebrews 12:28 says, therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let's show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with relevance and awe. Gratitude strengthens you and sustains you in faith. Number two, gratitude guides and anchors you in hope. Thankfulness, gratitude, thanksgiving, and giving thanks, and many other Thanksgiving-related words and phrases are interchangeably used in our everyday life, right? So generally, these words and phrases are conveying the same meaning of thanksgiving. Interestingly, in the Old Testament, the Hebrew word for gratitude is hakarat hatav, meaning recognizing the good that is already yours. It's like even though you lose something, you still have many other things, many other good things by the grace of God. So you should be grateful anyhow in all circumstances. In the New Testament, the Greek word for gratitude or thanksgiving, especially from this morning's Philippians text, is Eucharistias. And this word later became the English word Eucharist, meaning Holy Communion. The word gratitude is originally from the Latin word gratus, meaning thankful. Thank you in Italian is grazie, right? In Spanish, it's gracias. Sounds very similar, right? Yeah. All these expressions came from the same and common root word, the grace of God. Our gratitude cannot be separated from God's amazing grace. Moreover, while these thanksgiving words are being used interchangeably in the Bible, we must pay attention to their distinctive words, especially on the words thankfulness and gratitude. Depending on certain context and settings, these thanksgiving words can imply different meanings. I came across an interesting online article written by Psychiatric Medical Care Communications Team. The article's title is The Difference Between Gratitude and Thankfulness. Quote, where thankfulness is an emotion, gratitude is an attitude of appreciation under any circumstances. Gratitude involves being thankful, but it is more than that. Gratitude means expressing thankfulness and being appreciative of life daily, even when nothing exciting happens, unquote. I think it's a very good point. Yet, it doesn't matter if you try to differentiate the word gratitude from thankfulness. It is extremely important for us to realize that both words, gratitude and thankfulness, already and always carry your feelings of appreciation for the past, for the present, and even for the future. If you're only thankful for the good things that already happened in your life, that would be easy and basic. And anyone can do that, right? Unless you are really a person of ingratitude or indifference. However, remember, giving thanks to God is timeless. We must give thanks to God for the present and even for the uncertain future. Even though you cannot see the future outcome yet, if you are being grateful for what's to come, you would experience a different dimension of your life because of your gratitude in the future tense. You can anchor yourself in hope. Melody Beattie, an American author of many books on relationships, once wrote on gratitude, quote, "Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow." In Psalms, there are so many verses praising God's name and giving thanks to God. Here's one of the many examples that always guides you and anchors you in hope. "Praise the Lord, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." Gratitude guides and anchors you in hope. Number three, gratitude nourishes and transforms you in love. Someone said this, quote, "Some people complain that God put thorns on roses, while others praise God for putting roses on thorns." You know, your life always depends on your perspectives and your choices. How you discern and how you choose will determine your life, either miserable or meaningful. So when you choose everything in gratitude and in love, your life can be transformed into a beautiful and fruitful one. One of my favorite authors is Henry Nouwen. From his devotional book, Bread for the Journey, here's an excellent devotion on choosing gratitude. Quote, choices. Choices make the difference. Two people are in the same accident and severely wounded. They did not choose to be in the accident. It happened to them. But one of them chose to leave the experience in bitterness, the other in gratitude. These choices radically influenced their lives and the lives of their families and friends. We have very little control over what happens in our lives, but we have a lot of control over how we integrate and remember what happens. It is precisely these spiritual choices that determine whether we live our lives with dignity. Unquote. Yes, choose the blessing of gratitude. Choose God and choose God's righteousness and justice. Choose God's love by living out the Bible. The Bible is, after all, God's love letter for you and for everyone. My sisters and brothers in Christ, gratitude is not a mere passive reflection on the things already happened. Unfortunately, you cannot change the past. However, gratitude can help you to move forward in faith, hope, and love. The American poet and civil rights activist Maya Angelou once wrote, quote, "If you must look back, do so forgivingly. If you will look forward, do so prayerfully, but wisest course would be to be present in the present gratefully, unquote. From this morning's Philippian text, if you ask God in everything in thanksgiving, verse 7 shows what's going to happen in your heart. Let's all read together. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is the blessing of gratitude. As I close my sermon, I can teach you thank you in Korean. It's 감사합니다. Can you say that? 감사합니다. 감사합니다. Right? Yeah. 감사합니다. All right. The first two letters, 감사, are in Chinese characters, are very important. It means, I feel your heart. So whenever you give thanks to God, I hope and pray that you would feel God's heart that is full of love, compassion, and grace. And this is the blessing of gratitude. May you enjoy a happy and blessed Thanksgiving, everyone. And thanks be to God. And all the God's people say, Amen. Amen.